بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يريدون أن يطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم ويأبى الله إلا أن يتم نوره ولو كره الكافرون.
Verse number 32. The disbelievers from all the various religious groups who disbelieve by making up wrong beliefs and rejecting Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, wish to eradicate Islam. So they undermine the clear proofs, establishing that there is only one Allah and that His Messenger has brought the truth. However, Allah will not allow anything to stop His sacred path being perfected and being made clear. He will raise His religion above everything else, even if the disbelievers hate that, and if Allah wills something, others are powerless to prevent it.
هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون.
Verse number 33. It is Allah, glory be to Him, who sent His Messenger Muhammad, peace be upon him, with the Quran as the guidance for all people and the path of truth, establishing the religion of Islam so as to raise it above all other religions through its proof, evidence, and laws, even if the idolaters hate this.
أيها الذين آمنوا إن كثيرا من الأحبار والرهبان ليأكلون أموال الناس بالباطل ويصدون عن سبيل الله والذين يكنزون الذهب والفضة ولا ينفقونها في سبيل الله فبشرهم بعذاب أليم.
Verse number 34. Those who believe in Allah and His Messenger, acting in obedience to the sacred law, are told that many of the Jewish rabbis and the Christian monks unjustly take the wealth of people through things such as taking bribes and prevent people from entering the path of Allah. They also collect gold and silver without purifying it by giving charity. The Messenger is told to inform them of the painful punishment that they will be given on the Day of Judgment.
يوم يحمى عليها في نار جهنم فتكوى بها جباههم وجنوبهم وظهورهم هذا ما كنزتم لأنفسكم فذوقوا ما كنتم تكنزون.
Verse number 35. On the Day of Judgment, what they hoarded and did not give its right will be heated in the fire of hell. And when it's greatly heated, it will be placed on their foreheads, sides, and backs, then reheated when it cools, on a day lasting 50,000 years. It will be said to them, by way of blame, that this is the wealth they hoarded for themselves, not paying the zakat from it or spending it in the way they were ordered. And they will be told to taste the evil consequences of what they hoarded and did not use correctly.
إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم وقاتلوا المشركين كافة كما يقاتلونكم كافة واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين.
Verse number 36. There are 12 months of the year decreed by Allah, no more or less, which Allah established in the preserved tablet when He created the heavens and the earth. Of these 12 months, 4 are sacred, during which Allah has forbidden fighting, 3 of them consecutive, Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, and Muharram, and 1 is on its own, Rajab. The 12 months of the year and respecting the sacredness of 4 of them is the correct way of life. Allah tells the believers not to wrong themselves during these sacred months by fighting, violating their sacredness. Also, the believers are instructed to fight the idolaters altogether as they fight them altogether, and to know that Allah is with those who are mindful, who follow what He instructs and stay away from what He has prohibited, and He helps and supports them. If Allah supports anyone, no one will be able to defeat them. Beneficial points. 1. The religion of Allah is apparent and victorious, no matter how its enemies may try to harm it out of their envy. 2. The emergence of Islam over other ways took place in the world through many people from different parts of the world adopting it, despite the people and the leaders of their communities disliking this and opposing it in any way they could. 3. Unjustly using up the wealth of people is forbidden, as is preventing people from Allah's way. 4. Hoarding money without spending it for the sake of Allah is forbidden. 5. The importance of being mindful privately and publicly, especially when fighting against those who deny the truth, since the believer is mindful of Allah in every situation.
إنما النسيء زيادة في الكفر يضل به الذين كفروا يحلونه عاما ويحرمونه عاما يحلونه عاما ويحرمونه عاما ليواطئوا عدة ما حرم الله فيحلوا ما حرم الله زين لهم سوء أعمالهم والله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين.
Verse number 37. Postponing the sacredness of the month of Muharram to another month, as the Arabs of the time of ignorance before Islam used to do, was another example of their disbelief and rejection of His laws. Satan led the disbelievers further astray through this, when he made them adopt this evil practice. They would declare a sacred month not to be sacred 1 year, exchanging it for one of the other months, and honored its sacredness another year, making up the same number of months that Allah made sacred, but changing which months in opposition to Allah's law. Satan made their evil actions seem attractive to them, so that they did them, and one such action was postponing sacred months through their invention. Allah does not give success to the disbelievers and those who persist in disbelief.
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ma lakum idha qila lakum infiru fi sabilillahi ثاقلتم إلى الأرض أرضيتم بالحياة الدنيا من الآخرة فما متاع الحياة الدنيا في الآخرة إلا قليل.
Verse number 38. O you who have faith in Allah and His Messenger, and follow His sacred law, what is wrong with you that when you are called to strive for Allah's sake, fighting against your enemy, you become reluctant, desiring to remain in your houses? Do you prefer the passing life of this world and its pleasures, which are short-lived, to the eternal bliss of the afterlife, which Allah has prepared for those who strive for His sake? The enjoyment of the life of this world is insignificant in comparison to that of the afterlife. How can anyone with sense choose something passing over something eternal or something miserable over something amazing?
إلا تنفروا يعذبكم عذابا أليما ويستبدل قوما غيركم ولا تضروه شيئا والله على كل شيء قدير.
Verse number 39. If you do not go forward, striving for the sake of Allah to fight against the enemy, Allah will repay you with defeat and humiliation, and He will replace you with another people who are devoted to Allah, who rush to fight when they are called to do so. You do not harm Him in any way by doing against His command, because He has no need of you, while you are in need of Him. Allah has power over all things. Nothing weakens Him, and it is easy for Him to make His path and His prophet triumph without you.
إِلَّا تَنْصُرُوهُ فَقَدْ نَصَرَهُ اللَّهُ إِذْ أَخْرَجَهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا ثَانِيَ اثْنَيْنِ إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارِ إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا فأنزل الله سكينته عليه وأيده بجنود لم تروها وجعل كلمة الذين كفروا السفلى وكلمة الله هي العليا والله عزيز حكيم.
Verse number 40. If you, O believers, do not help the messenger, peace be upon him, and respond to his call to strive for the sake of Allah, then Allah has already helped him when you were not with him. When the idolaters drove him away from Mecca with Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, may Allah be pleased with him, and the two of them hid in the cave of Thawr from the disbelievers who were chasing them. On that occasion, the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, told his companion Abu Bakr, who was scared that the idolaters would discover him, not to worry, because Allah was with them, supporting and helping them. Allah sent down His reassurance and tranquility upon the heart of His messenger, and sent angels which they could not see to support them, making the word of the idolaters the lowest, and the word of Allah the highest by aiding His religion. Allah is mighty in His essence, power, and force. Nothing can overcome Him, and He's wise in His planning, decree, and laws. Beneficial points. 1. Practices that go against sacred law, which continue without being rejected, people stop seeing them as incorrect, and they may start thinking they are good practices. 2. Not rallying for battle when called upon to do so is one of the great sins, which earns a firm punishment because of the great harm it causes. 3. The sending down of peace and security which Allah causes to enter the hearts is one of the perfect blessings of Allah to His servant in times of difficulty and fear when hearts are confused. It comes according to someone's understanding of the nature of their Lord and their trust in His true promise and according to their faith and courage. 4. Even the best of the believing servants feel grief, especially when they fear the loss of something for the general good.